Welcome to Anomaly. We hope you enjoy this creative visualization and role-playing meditation. Our goal is to help you cultivate a sense of wonder, curiosity, balance, and joy in your inner world. It is a form of escapism and relaxation, as well as a creative outlet for the imagination. Please consider subscribing at seekanomaly.com. This project is made possible by the dollars of listeners like you. The more subscribers we have, the more episodes we'll be able to make. Help us continue this journey by donating or subscribing today. Go to seekanomaly.com. That's seekanomaly.com. Anomaly spelt with an IE, not a Y. After a few brief ads from our sponsors, your uninterrupted journey will begin.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Warm greetings, observer. Welcome back. How far you have come in so short a time. Your spell work is coming along. You have gazed into the unknown, began to strengthen the resonance within you, and removed curses. All of what you have learned so far will be important today. However, before you begin, it is imperative you find a place where you will be uninterrupted, somewhere quiet, where you feel safe from outside disturbances or judgment. Sit where you are comfortable and your back is supported. Allow yourself to sit back into your body, feeling where you're holding tension. Where are you resting emotionally today? Is there a heaviness in your chest? Are you distracted by the events of the week? Do you feel vulnerable or disconnected? Is your voice feeling strong or weak? Hum to gauge the resonance within you. Can you feel it? With your eyes closed, take a deep breath in, and on your exhale, try to release that tension you feel, one section at a time. Again, breathe in for a count of five. Out for five, four, three, two, one. Inhale and exhale deeply two more times on your own as you count in your head for five for every cycle. Good. Let your muscles relax and grow heavy into the floor, sitting up a little straighter. Now, as you inhale and relax further, your limbs sinking down, allow the world around you to sink away into darkness. With the world, so too goes your worries of the day. Be in the here and now. Breathe in a way that feels right to you. In this moment, the only thing that matters is your breath. During this moment, you begin to feel yourself being pulled by a distraction. Simply take a deep breath, acknowledge that this is where your mind is today, and let it go on your exhale. Focus on clearing your mind and simply sit in the darkness. Recursive thought is at times unavoidable, and rather than fight it, it is sometimes best to simply let it pass through. It is not welcome to stay, but do not bar the door. Instead, you are a sieve, letting the little things pass through. Stress, self-doubt, worry, but allowing the good to be caught and remain. Love, contentment, enchantments. There is only space in you for that which fuels you. Any hindrance must merely pass through. And as you breathe deeply again, the darkness ebbs to a sea of silver and white, spreading out in all directions around you. Above, the three moons peeking through a cloudy sky, pour silver light reflected up from the pristine white tundra surrounding you. With each deep exhalation, your breath twists out in front of you, wisps of warmth dissipating into the chill night air. You are atop a great mountain, and as far as the eye can see, trees and rock are covered with a thick, untouched blanket of snow. Nearby, you can see an earth of Tulukatu, small fox-like creatures made of starlight and fire, their white fur making them nearly invisible against their environment, were it not for their keen dark eyes and bushy tails of green-blue flame, which cast dazzling sparks of pink and purple whenever they collide with each other or the snow itself. They yip excitedly to each other, playing a game of chase through the banks of glittering white. Yet even their merriment seems quiet. There is deep silence that has settled around you. Everything muffled and still from the winter blanket. The world around you, a blank canvas, merely waiting for an artist's brush. A breeze plays in the air, and as it brushes by, you can feel goosebumps rise along your skin from its touch. It beckons you to follow it across the frozen landscape. You begin to walk. You feel yourself mesmerized by the way the snow crystals seem to catch and reflect even the smallest rays of moonlight. You breathe in the crisp air deeply, and the cold almost stings as it fills your lungs. It's fresh, new, clean. As you exhale, you can see your breath curl in a mist in front of you like dragon smoke. As you inhale again, you wonder if you could possibly exhale in a way that the steam would form some kind of shape, like smoke rings from a pipe. Another deep breath. And an exhalation through the mouth. At first, you think you are approaching an outcrop, but as you get closer, you see it is the broken remains of a structure. The pillars seem natural, as if the elements had crafted them, but their placement is too deliberate to be without design. As you step up to examine them, you notice the ground beneath the snow has changed. While the soil beneath has hardened from the frost, you feel even less of a give with each step. And as you scrape your feet across the surface to uncover it, you see you are now standing on what appears to be a circular stone platform. Deep cracks splinter outward, seemingly from the center. The familiar spiderweb pattern of an impact. The wind stirs around you, and some of the snow flits away like sparkling dust, exposing an R-shaped rune you recognize. Rado, the rune for movement. Carved deeply into one of the pillars. This rune is the symbol of the mortal path and the importance of life's journey as a whole. It is the reminder of intentional actions, leading by example, but also respecting the influences of fate. Those things we cannot control, and may at times not even understand. This place holds a great pain for many. The world scar goes far deeper than the stone you stand on. It was once covered in clover and flowers, a pinnacle of life and creation. Now the ground beneath is barren, the soil too scorched to nurture anything. This is where we stood against the undreamt. This, dear observer, is where we failed. It is time I told you the full story of why you are here. It was a thing even now we struggle to name or describe. A wandering hunger, insatiable and incapable of neither creation nor destruction, only consumption. Everything it touched ceased to be, never having been to begin with. The undreamt was a crack in space and time, moving without direction or purpose, merely growing in absence. It was born from the unspoken things, those moments of quiet fury and resentment, where we swallowed our heart rather than seeking reconciliation or healing. It grew on repressed memories and unhealed wounds. It severed families and lifelong friends. It unmade everything it touched. Dark and terrible storm cloud that no light could penetrate or escape from. Mighty redwood forests burned. The noble phoenixes of Echo Canyon extinguished. We did all we could. My coven gathered in this very space. We and others around the world stood against the undreamt. But over time, our power only fed its terrible appetite. In the end, we had no choice but to do what seemed unthinkable. Myself, the last of my coven, powerful magic wielders, the druid Livobiba, Nico the Archaeologian, along with the surviving Sonnet Seers and remaining sorcerers, gathered here as a collective to cast one last spell. We starved it by unraveling the worlds ourselves. Each star in the sky we stamped out, and the river of life turned back the seasons, and trees shrunk to saplings and then to seeds. We suspended time so it too would not exist or hold meaning, and only in this, our unmaking, did the undreamt hunger and I imagine you realize by now, in doing this, we too had to be undone.
Our spirits.
Our magic.
Our bodies. Unraveled into merely potential energy, like waves returning to a perfectly still ocean. With reality now gone, our only hope, our last mortal act, was to send a call into the universe, an echo of the resonance that once was, that would bring one strong enough, curious enough, and wise enough to help us begin anew. You stand here because you felt the magic. You answered the call. The answers of thousands collectively made the divine moment to bring me and fellow magic wielders back to be your guardians, your guides to Anomaly. There was much to teach you, tools to arm you with, to prepare you, but it was all so we could bring you here. This is where it ended, and where it shall be reborn. My name is Haida Kea, the last voice of my coven. Here is where the surviving magic wielders stood against the undreamt. And here is where I ask for your help, to help us build again. You have already been given all the tools you need to take this next step. It will not be easy, but do not fear. We are one with you. You will recognize this. It is the same tranquility potion I taught you how to brew. The golden color is familiar and a welcome contrast against the cold. The steam rises from the clay mug and it is warm in your hands. You sip the drink. And the familiar nectar is comforting as the warmth seeps down your throat and seems to stretch out to your extremities. You can taste the flavors of lavender, chicory, rosehip, chamomile, vanilla, and honey, intermingled together in the familiar liquid. As you take another drink, the warmth seems to settle in your chest, radiating from your heart. Now repeat after me. I do not chase, I attract. The life I am seeking is also seeking me. I release my fears and self-limiting beliefs. I am all that I need to succeed. Good. You are ready. Remember, you are everything you need. You always have been. Liv spoke to you about curses. There is a curse within you that resides in a failure you have struggled to let go. In that struggle lies the same seeds of rot from where the undreamt crept forth. Where does that rest? What part of you tenses when you think of it? Where did you not let go? Is it in your shoulders? Or do you feel your throat tighten? Inhale into that place. And exhale that tension. This curse is a strong one. One that has felt impossible to break because it resides deep within a sense of shame. It is painful to remember. It is uncomfortable to live in that moment. Take a deep breath. Take my hand. We are going back to that memory. As your anxiety creeps in, let it pass through. You are a sieve. Remember Nico's words.
Anxiety can become paralyzing. A trick of the mind that is based on a story you've told yourself about what may or may not happen in the future.
Recall that deep well. Take a deep breath. And exhale. If you feel emotions bubbling up, let them pass through. Allow your tears to flow. Simply breathe deeply through it. Are you back at that moment of defeat? Where were you when it happened? Try to recreate your physical environment. What did the ground look like beneath you? Was anyone with you at the time? Were they supportive? Or were they antagonists to the moment? Did they sympathize or rejoice in your failure? Remember your breath. Did you resent them for being present, even if they were doing their best to help? What were you wearing that day? How did the texture of the fabric feel against your skin? Who did you disappoint the most in this failure? Was it yourself? Or someone else? Picture them now in a mirror before you. It is important you visualize them very carefully. Do they have your eyes or someone else's? Did they condemn you for your failure or attempt to hide their dismay? This is the face of your curse. The face of a demon you've been carrying. Who are they? It is important to remember that anger is a secondary emotion. It's what we turn to when what we feel is too painful. Do not fall to anger. It is easy, but it will not heal you. Take a deep breath in and sit in the uncomfortable place. Out loud, speak this simple affirmation about your demon. Keep it simple, concise, and honest. I tried, but I failed. Good. Look your demon in the eyes and say it again. I tried, but I failed. Offer the tranquility tea to your demon and say your affirmation one last time. I tried, but I failed. As they take a drink, the demon begins to change, losing its mask, its familiar face evaporating to its true form. A figure made of dark clouds and churning storms. A creature of the undreamt. It is the manifestation of the unspoken and muffled pain. It is shame and humiliation. Failure is not the end, dear heart, but rather the start of something new. It is hard. We mourn the death of what might have been in that moment, our expectations of what we thought should be. What did you learn from this failure? How have you changed? What new doors opened? What new paths have you maybe ignored? What still needs to heal within you? Take a deep breath and release a resonant and sustained hum. Good. Feel that power and resonance within you as you chant, drawing strength from your heart and core. Now step into the fog that is the undreamt. Breathe deeply and visualize releasing those chains from both of you. Embrace the storm and allow it to envelop you. Repeat after me. I release this curse's bonds. I forgive my own mistakes. From failure comes a new foundation. New growth springs from all that breaks. My story still unwritten, I take the pen in hand. I am the master of my destiny, perception at my command. It's never easy letting go of a dreamed life, but it is necessary so that we can make new dreams a reality.
As the cycle of getting wounded and healing is continuous in life and even after death.
Your experience of the past is an illusion.
For this moment.
Take a deep breath and leap.
You are the light you've been waiting for. blinding bright light builds from within you, covering the surface of your skin. It grows until it breaks through the storm clouds of the undreamt and into the sky as if reigniting the stars. As the last of the undreamt fades away, you look up to a night so clear you can see the galaxies. Three Tulikatu rush past you, the wind kicking up as they do, their tails lapping at the sky as they run, creating a vibrant ribbon of color. The aurora shines above, beacon of hope and life in icy tundra. Colors dance along the snow like paint on a canvas, washing over you in greens, blues, pinks, and purples.
Ills and pain are done, released by me. The new reality I have begun. Love and kindness set me free.
Beneath the light of the aurora, you can see the Tulikatu have displaced enough of the snow in their dash that you are able to fully see the stone platform. As you crouch down to examine the web-like cracks spreading out from the center, something catches your eye. Very small. Still in its infancy. But very much alive. It is a pine sapling. Too often we think that healing means to go back to what we were. But this is not so. We grow into something different, something new. This place will see life again, but what was will never be. It has given way for something else. Neither is greater than the other. Perhaps what grows here through its experience of adversity will be stronger than what was. Perhaps one day it will be the seat of power for a new generation. Perhaps it may even one day be yours. There is so much more to see in this world. So much more to build. With your help, I know we've nothing to fear from the future. You are no longer a simple observer, but a traveler of worlds, a dreamer, a creator. And your journey has only just begun. You've done well. Take a deep breath. Again. The icy tundra begins to fade in on itself. You feel it leaving your feet as you float. It shrinks into a speck of light and takes its place amongst the stars. Sit in the space. Admire the stars, sun, and galaxies around you. The warmth of your own world begins to seep in once more. Breathe in. And out. Without getting up, touch textures. What's one thing you can smell? And you are back in your reality. I am so proud of you. You are the hope the world needs. Merry did we meet, merry do we part, and I promise, merry shall we meet again.